We urge Congressman Bishop and Congressman Chaffetz not to take us backwards once again.
Utah Democratic Party Chairman Wayne Holland joined State Senator Gene Davis and small business owners to voice his support for the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which Republicans in the House of Representatives are moving to repeal with the support of nearly all of Utah's congressional delegation. Mary Bishop is self-employed. She says it's incredibly difficult to find affordable health care, especially at her age.
I just found out that being a 59-year-old woman is a pre-existing condition, that because I'm self-employed, they found every excuse in the book to deny me coverage.
Bishop says she has no serious health problems and works to stay healthy.
We need to work on prevention. We need to watch our weight. We need to not smoke. We need to not drink. We need to do the things that I've been doing in the hopes of being able to be insured and stay insured that will now be rewarded.
John Cattell, president of J.M. Alexander, a wholesale promotional product distributor, says with the tax credit the law provides, he'll have a major incentive to provide health insurance to his employees. He says the high price of health care has been a shackle on small businesses, and these reforms are both pro-entrepreneur and pro-free market.
If you're able to get health care at a reasonable cost on the private market, if you're able to realize that you're not going to get dropped because of a pre-existing condition, or you realize that the premiums aren't going to go up in the future, and if you realize the costs are going to come down because prevention in the long run lowers costs, you're going to be more confident about starting a business.
Cattell says it will lower his overall cost of providing health care by 35%. But the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce doesn't see it that way. Spokesman Marty Carpenter says while the chamber doesn't officially support the repeal effort, it doesn't fully support the law either. He says the fact that people don't have access to health care is a symptom, whereas the problem is skyrocketing costs.
We know that the legislation passed, obviously, and to whatever extent it goes through its schedule of implementation, that there will be a number of opportunities for it to be amended and hopefully improved. We think that there are probably some good things in it, but definitely there is room for improvement because it doesn't address that core issue of containing costs.
While some provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act are already in effect, many parts of the bill won't be implemented until 2014. The only federal lawmaker from Utah who doesn't want to repeal it is Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson. But he's also said there's room for it to be improved. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.